guys are back with a brand new tune. It's called Brother. It's awesome. It's Mark and Jason from Codeline, guys. Welcome to the show. How's things?
What's going on? We're good. How are you?
Yeah, good today, thanks. I mean, I don't want to sound like I'm complaining, but it's a bit warm out there today, isn't it?
Look, you can't complain every time the sun comes out.
it's a bit of a habit, isn't it? we'll not let that hold us up anyway. So needless to say, you guys have had a bit of success. Two studio albums, both which went to number one in Ireland, by the way. But off the back of the last album, you guys decided to take a break. How come?
Well, I think we got to about 3.5 years of touring straight, and we hadn't been home. We hadn't seen our friends and family for quite a while. So it was nice to just get home and have something to write about, you know?
I mean, a break to me is going home and putting my feet up on the sofa and just chilling out completely. But with your break, quite a lot went on. There were a few gigs here and there, most notably two nights with Ed Sheeran at Croke Park, which must have been incredible to play in your home city at a gig that size.
It was a dream, yeah. Like, it was kind of hard to fathom, like, that many people in front of you singing back to you. It was magic, man. Yeah, like, you grow up dreaming about that stuff. When it actually happens, it didn't hit me for like a few months later, and I was like, we actually did that, like. But I mean, Ed's a dude, and it was very nice of him to bring us on towards the end of his set and play our song. So yeah, it was cool, and that happened at a time that the band wasn't too busy, so it gave us a fire in our belly to be like, you know, aim a bit higher. So yeah, we're back.
Yeah, it sounds like a very productive break, because during that time you also had the hit single with Kygo called Raging. And I mean, that's something we're seeing more and more these days, bands working with electronic music artists. Do you feel like that allowed you to experiment with your sound and sort of break the mold a bit?
I mean, yeah, like, we're not afraid to shy away from anything. We're not really scared of sounding like anything. We don't pigeonhole ourselves into having to use guitars. Like in the first album, we were very much a guitar band, whereas now it's what the song is the most important thing in the room, and everything else is just kind of there to cater for that. So, and the Kygo thing was eye-opening as well, because it's like, it's a world we don't really understand, but the song was cool, so we loved the whole experience of doing that. And we got onto the FIFA soundtrack.
Oh, of course, that's right.
We understand that. Like, that's like, yeah, we've done it.
FIFA soundtrack, that's when it's cracked, isn't it? That's when you've made it.
Oh, absolutely, man, yeah.
So, I mean, the good news is for all the Codeline fans listening, album number 3 is on the way. The first single is out now. It's called Brother. It's already had over 3 million streams in Spotify. Tell me a bit about the song.
So like you said, the song is called Brother, and it's basically just about the internal relationship with the band. It's about our relationship with each other, and kind of like you have with a friend. It's something you don't really say to someone enough when deep down you mean it, you know, that you do anything for this person. It's kind of like, you know, I'm there for you. And yeah, it's called Brother.
Yeah, I think in a world of songs where people are giving off about their exes and stuff, I mean, it's one that really stands out. It's got that iconic Codeline sound, but there is that slightly more experimental feel in it. And you're saying about, you know, you're not afraid to shy away from things. Is that something that came from working with different artists?
Yeah, completely. I think on this record, we got to a point with all of the songs where we were happy with them, and then we sent them off to the guys that we wanted to work with, you know, rather than sitting in a room like we've tried before and, you know, trying to work the way someone else works. We did all the songs up to the point where we would have released them, and then we go, oh, maybe this guy can add something, maybe this guy can add something. And what they sent back was brilliant, you know.
Yeah, so a really powerful song, but we've got to talk about the video too, because
awful sad, isn't it? Awful sad.
Yeah, I mean, it really matches the lyrics, if that makes sense. And I challenge anybody to watch it and not get a bit of a lump in their throat.
Yeah, I mean, we had the same thing, because like all of our videos, well, most of them, like, we're not there when they're filming it, so the first time we see it is when it's, you know, 90% done. And it was just like so emotional. I've shown a few of my friends, and like, you know, it just, to be having a great day, and it just kind of catches you off guard and makes you kind of think of it. And I think that's what music, well, not all music, you know, some music you just want to dance around to. I think sometimes, there's definitely songs I go to when I want to feel a certain way. And this video really lends that to the song. And the two kids who are in the video, they're actually brothers as well. So yeah, it's nice to see that chemistry is real. And yeah, we're incredibly proud of it. You know, like you said, 3 million plays on Spotify and hits on the video as well. So we're like, what the hell's going on here? It's happening again, which is incredible. So,
I mean, that's a good thing. The first time I saw the video, I was sitting in a coffee shop and I sort of had to cover my face and I was thinking, oh, no, people are going to see me here. Did you guys have much input into that, or was it just something that was kind of left and you just saw it after that?
No, we've been working with this guy, Stevie Russell. He did All I Want, High Hopes, and he did a video for Honest back in the day, so we've a huge amount of trust for him. You know, everything he sends us just reads so well that you know it's going to work. And yeah, we weren't even there for the shoot day. We got sent the brothers when they got cast, and then we got sent the video when it was finished. So yeah, he's a really amazing director.
Cool. So the album on the way this year, whereabouts are we with it? Is it finished? 90% finished?
Yeah, I'd say 90, maybe 85 if we're being
pedantic.
But we finished it recently, and then we kind of thought, you know, there's a bit more gas in the tank. It's a third album. Like, every album is important, but, you know, third album, I think we really have to outdo ourselves. So we just kind of said, right, let's just push it back a few months, because there's weddings and stuff happening within the band. Not within the band, not between us, you know what I mean? We do love each other, but, you know,
we're
not quite there yet. But so we just kind of thought, right, let's just put our heads together and write a few more songs and just try make this album the best it can be, because there is a handful of songs that we have that we're all, like, agreed on, like, they're amazing, we love those, and then there's a few that we're not on the same page with. So we're like, you know, because we're a band and there's four opinions and we respect each person's opinion, we're like, let's not put this out until we agree on every song. So that's where we're at now.
So that's where you're at now. Any ideas when we can expect it then? Is there a sort of time frame there?
It'll be within the coming months, definitely. Yeah, and there'll be more music coming out. There'll be a constant flow of music, I think, from us for the next kind of 18 months, and videos. And yeah, we've already got a lot of things recorded visually that we just can't wait to put out. And yeah, we're just kind of, we're getting prepared, just so we've got, yeah, stuff in the back pocket constantly to feed out.
Awesome. And obviously with the album coming out, can we expect you in Belfast anytime soon?
Oh God, yeah.
Yeah, we've been a bit quiet on the old Irish front, but we've got some special things coming up. So
we still put down, we played Belsonic about 3 years ago or two, and we put that in our top five gigs of all time. And
we're not just saying,
yeah, because it was the very, very last gig we did of Album One Campaign, and it sold out like so far in advance, and you know, it was back when Belsonic was out on the street, and it was like, it was amazing. So like, we've Ulster Hall, we've always had a great time up there. So yeah, we will come back as soon as possible.
Awesome, because we would love to see you back up here in Northern Ireland at some point. We love you. Right then, let's get your brand new tune on, guys. Could you take it away for me?
This is Codeline, and you're listening to our new single, Brother.